All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fantastic episode of Podzilla 1985, and it is Thursday for another hour and a half, so we got time to do a Tanner Thursday with the man himself, Tanner Calvert, back for another show after a two-week absence. Tanner, hello.
What happened?
What did happen? You tell me. Busy man. I'm married. Look at you.
Work, marriage, trip to Memphis.
Lindsey Stirling.
Paramore. Hosier.
None of these are related to you actually being married, though. You're still married.
I'm still married.
Oh, good for you. Now, sitting to your right, I got that right.
Yeah.
From Pin a Nerd and officially Podzilla 1985, why not? Jesse Kimball. Jesse, hello again.
Well, thanks for welcoming me to Podzilla 1985.
What was that voice? Are you trying to take my job?
I mean, I'm not saying I could, but...
I'm not hearing a no. across from Jesse Kimball, the lovely Lindsey Wolfgang. Hello, Lindsey.
Hi.
Who called me greasy earlier?
Sorry, I'm greasy too. It's hot outside.
We're
very
all pretty
humid.
Greasy.
We're all pretty. Yeah, it's getting hot in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
It's Missouri and it's humid.
Oh, yeah, we got to swim to our cars. Like that's just what happens.
But I think part of our grease is Burritoville grease.
I didn't get Burritoville.
Well, you should have got here earlier. Anyway, that's a show for another time. We are here to talk about something important today, Tanner. What are we talking about?
Horror movies.
We're talking about horror movies. And Jesse, I want to start with you first. How do you pronounce horror?
I'm not going to say it.
Jesse, come on.
You got to say it, please.
Oh, fuck both of you. All right.
What's your favorite?
I say it kind of weird. I say horror, and I say horrible. Horror movies.
He's a pirate.
He's a pirate.
You know, both of you can go to hell. Straight to hell.
I say horror. Tanner corrects me on it because he thinks I'm saying whore. I also watch horror movies, but hardly ever do the two combined.
The Danny DeVito method of,
Well, I do what I do and I let the brainiacs in China figure out the rest. I almost went true Danny DeVito on you, but that would have gotten real racist. So we avoided that.
I mean, that's Danny DeVito by definition.
But yeah, we are here today to talk about horror movies. Horror films, scary films, whatever you want to call it. Because usually on Tanner Thursdays, we talk about ghosts, UFOs.
All of these are in horror movies.
Loch Ness Monster in the city of Atlantis.
That's called conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and we already covered that
briefly.
We need to go back to it at some point. But this we know a little bit more about because you and I are horror nuts. We love horrors.
Yeah, this week they had to take the tinfoil hats off.
They like boiling denim and banging whores.
I love boiling denim and banging whores.
Under bridges.
Where you find some pretty interesting monsters. Now, Jesse, you're a whore.
Horror.
You've got me second guessing myself every time I say the word now. Jesse, you're a fan of scary movies, right?
I am a fan of scary movies.
And Lindsay will reluctantly watch them when I force her to.
Yes.
And she gets pretty creeped out by it. We usually end up watching an episode of Sailor Moon or My Little Pony afterwards.
Brandy's the exact same way. I cannot watch any type of scary movie after 6 p.m.
Now, I'll be real with you.
I'll watch it late.
Whenever I used to watch scary movies in theaters, I would also get home and immediately watch something delightful like Futurama.
Something to get your mind off things, really.
Something, especially like ones that really, you know, get to me.
Well, you know, let's start there. Oh, what's up, Tanner?
I was about to say, not me. Like, I've been to, I don't know how many midnight releases of some of the bigger franchises. I go home and I start watching some of the older movies. This is midnight releases. I get home like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll be sitting down watching more movies from that franchise.
Well, to be fair, slasher flicks never get to me. Like, not since I was little.
I can't do slasher.
So, yeah, like, doesn't have Jason, well. Like, Halloween, or sorry, Friday the 13th, Halloween.
Well,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Has Friday the 13th ever scared anyone?
When I first watched it, yes.
Really?
Friday the 13th was terrifying when I was younger.
Yeah, it never scared me.
I was forced to watch it. When I say forced, my older brother was a big fan of the series. He's a huge scary movie buff. And the first time I watched it, he was babysitting me and my little brother. Now, my older brother is 5 years older than me.
Right.
So he was 10 at the time, and I was 5. My little brother was 4. And that was the first time we ever watched a Friday the 13th movie. And I want to say it was number 4, if I remember right.
Listen, which one was 4? Was 4 the one where they killed him, right?
The Final Friday.
Yeah.
Not Final Friday. That'd be...
Well, see, because part one, spoiler alert, everybody, Zach Price, because I'm sure Jordan. You haven't watched this, Jordan. Part one, it was his mom. That's one of the best trivia questions I can hit people with wherever I'm at. Who was the villain in the first Friday the 13th? Jason.
Well, you're
wasn't
totally
Jason.
Copying nope. off of Scream there, buddy.
Scream's...
Easy.
Peace. But it was his mom in the first one. Part two is when he came out with the burlap sack. My personal favorite, Jason, was the burlap sack. I like it better than the hockey mask. Yeah. Part three is when he got his hockey mask, I believe.
Yes.
And then part
four... Oh, poor Shirley.
Part four was the one where he died, I'm pretty sure. And then five had nothing to do with Jason. It was actually somebody... They thought it was Jason, but it was like a paramedic.
It is the second biggest piece of shit horror movie ever.
It's not a good one. And then Jason came back in part six... He did some more stuff in part seven. He went to Manhattan in part eight. He lived in part nine. When he went to hell.
Yeah.
And then part 10 was in space. And then they rebooted it in 2000s with Jared Padalecki from Supernatural. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool. Yeah.
I guess I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it either.
Really? I haven't seen the reboot.
Yeah. Because I'm kind of a purist. After I watched the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. And I hated it so much.
I hated the Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
They made Freddy out to be something he never was in the originals. I hated it.
Also, not a fan of the Halloween remake either. The Rob Zombie Halloween.
I'm not
going to
say that because I liked it. They went more.
I've not watched it either.
Really? I was not a fan.
Again, I'm a purist. It's just like when they reboot Ghostbusters, I'm going to have a hard time watching it.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially with that goddamn Melissa McCarthy in it.
She's funny.
Yeah.
But, no, I like the originals. But I always try to give something new a chance, especially if it's a reboot.
I gave it a chance. I watched it in theaters, Halloween remake.
I enjoy the Halloween remake.
I thought it was okay.
I heard the first one was pretty good, but the second one was
terrible.
The
second one went a little out there. I mean, it actually brought in like actual psychological problems that they would have faced, but it got a little out there towards the end.
Well,
like there's two endings to that movie, and both of them are crazy.
Is one of them better?
The other one... Because
the movie's terrible, I hear.
It's not great, but I like to enjoy watching it around Halloween time. The second, in the first ending.
Well, hold on. Do you want to reveal this? Because Jordan might watch it someday.
Jordan's not going to listen to this.
Zach probably is listening to this.
He probably is.
Fuck Zach. Go ahead.
In the original theatrical ending to Halloween 2, the Rob Zombie versions, Michael is shot in the shack as he's holding his sister.
Now, is it a shack or is it Radio Shack?
It's definitely a shack.
And the joke there is that nobody would ever go into Radio Shack. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that's why they're closing down.
Yeah. There you go.
I thought they already did.
Yeah, I think there's some still in existence. They're about to become
Tanner's
Amazon
looking
resellers.
At me lost. Like, goddammit, we're talking about about Halloween and you're talking about fucking Radio Shack.
My fault. Let's,
I am
let's
used
rewind.
To this. This is Podzilla. It's,
this is the nature of Podzilla.
This is our MO, yeah.
Yeah, but they're in this shack. And for some oddball reason, there's some sharp stakes sticking out of the wall.
Of course.
Well, as he's about to kill his sister, a sniper, SWAT sniper, shoots him and he falls back on the spikes. Three blades go completely through him and he's just stuck there. Well, Lori walks over, you know, pets his face and says, you know, talking to him as if it's a brother. She looks down, sees the butcher knife, she stabs him in the face I don't know how many times.
Essentially killing him. I do remember that scene, actually, yeah.
And the alternate ending that happened, and I actually like this one more because it actually ended any possibility of being a Halloween 3.
Wait, hold on. Did that not end the possibility of there being Halloween 3?
It's fucking Myers.
But Michael Myers is not a supernatural entity. He's a human.
Have you not watched the originals?
Later on, they explain that bullshit reason of why he keeps coming back. But in the original...
I'm about to say, in the first Rob Zombie, once he shoots him in the face with a revolver.
I guess I need to watch those movies at some point. What's the alternate ending? What's the definite? Stabbing is in the face aside. What's the definite ending?
Well, the only reason I say this is that it's the definite ending is because Lori dies.
Oh.
That'd do it.
Wait, yeah. No, but is Mike Myers still alive?
No.
Is he going to do another Austin Powers?
I see what you did there.
A little Austin Powers humor there. I was going to bring this up earlier, but then we went literally 8 minutes just rambling about Jason and Halloween. You talked about, Jesse, you talked about some, you know, movies that scared you in the theater and stuff. What is the scariest movie you guys have seen in theaters? Out of curiosity. I know which one I've got because it actually did scare the shit out of me. Actually, two. That's kind of borderline even. You guys are going to laugh at me. While you think about that, I'll tell mine. The first one was The Blair Witch Project because I'd never seen anything like it. We went to go see that, me and a group of friends from high school, and some of us couldn't get into Blair Witch Project because we were underage. And they had to go watch The Haunting with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Liam Neeson, which isn't a bad film, but Blair Witch, no, it wasn't a great one, except for Catherine Zeta-Jones, who was smoking hot, and Liam Neeson. But Blair Witch Project scared the shit out of me. Like, I was so terrified. Lindsay, you were also terrified of this movie because you watched it when the pizza man came.
Yes, we were in high school at my friend's house. We kind of weren't paying attention and forgot that we ordered pizza. And at one of the parts where you kind of get a little jumpy, we just see a shadow walk across the closed window blinds and then a knock at the door.
That movie made me not want to go camping more so than I already didn't want to because I was a nerd and I just like my video games. The other movie that scared the, oh, go ahead, Tanner.
No,
I'm sorry.
You finish yours.
I was gonna say the other movie that scared the shit out of me when I was when I saw it in theaters was The Grudge.
That's mine.
Oh, is that yours too? My God,
I now don't, because everybody that I say that to laughs at me.
No, some parts of The Grudge were so terrifying. Yeah, and I saw it alone because Bob was out getting high, and he's not gonna listen to this, so he doesn't care that I said that. But yeah, when the part where they're on the bus. And she looks over, and the face appears on the window out of nowhere. Scared the shit out of me. I mean, that whole movie was unsettling.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. Like, every person that I've ever said that to is like, oh, well, it was just a crappy ripoff of X movie and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, that
was
movie
a good
scared
movie.
The shit out
yeah,
of
that
me.
Was a good, good movie. Yeah. And I've seen Ju-on, and I've seen the other Ju-on sequels, and I thought Grudge 1 was better than Ju-on. Hands down.
Oh, yeah, it's American.
Oh, Nate! Nate's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, I find subtitles make it easier for me to watch scarier movies because I can focus on the text.
Well, that, you know, the scariest movie I've ever seen at home was a Japanese film called Uzumaki, which I think is Japanese for spiral. It's not a great film. It's actually based on a horror manga. And I found this at Blockbuster back when they actually had a pretty good horror section years ago. And there's a part in it where they grow like snail shells on their back and they're crawling up the schools. And it was so scary, I stopped the movie. I still don't know how that movie ends. It was just fucking freaky. Tanner, what do you got?
Well, for me, seeing it in theaters, some people are going to laugh, but like the very first time I saw it.
Guys, get ready to
laugh. Paranormal Activity.
I can see that because I think you appreciate that movie more than most people because you've actually done ghost hunting.
Yeah.
So you know that was a... To me, that was a very realistic representation of
that's
the field
why it
is.
Was so terrifying the first time.
Lindsay fell asleep during it.
I did.
Really?
We drove to Carbondale to watch it just to see it, me, Bob, and Lindsay. And we both loved it, and Lindsay fell asleep.
There was so much downtime in it. I just kept slowly passing out.
There was actually...
That's what happens with ghost hunting.
there was a friend of mine in college. The first time she saw that movie, she went with a group of people. Like, it was actually that religious group I was part of back then. Right. They went with a group of people, and she actually was unable to sleep for 3 days. She ended up having to take sleeping pills because that movie freaked her out so bad. Like, it was one of those things, like, in the faith that we practiced, we didn't necessarily believe in ghosts, but demonic possession is legit.
Which, like, she was at the end of the movie, possessed.
Right, yeah, I mean, it was a demon, like, in the movie.
Oh, yeah, because for those who haven't seen it, the idiot boyfriend, Mika, or Micah, whatever it is.
Micah.
Yeah.
No, it was Mika.
It's one of the two.
Yeah, because she screamed, I remember, Mika! And then come flying through the door.
And he brought a goddamn Ouija board home. And after they just told him, hey, don't use the Ouija board. Cool. I'll go get my Ouija board real quick.
Talk to this motherfucker.
Hello, demon. What's the big demon?
Hello, demon.
What's the demon? I want to do, hold on. I'm going to give you my best, my best Conway Twitty.
Here it comes.
Hello, demon. Okay. Anyway, I'm done with this show. I can't concentrate on anything else now. I can't stop thinking about Conway Twitty. Maybe that should be the opening.
All right,
song.
Well, we can rewind real quick. Yeah, because it was a demon.
Yes, it was a demon.
It was a demon involved, and was something that we believed in. Like, we believed demonic possession was an actual thing, and, like, demons were an actual thing, and, like, the pastor at the church we went to actually said that he had been a part of at least a couple of exorcisms, like, for, like, a demonic exorcist. Like, and, you know, that shit is scary as hell.
And that's actually on the rise, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Demonic possessions and training of priests to handle demonic possessions is up.
More so now, because people are getting, like, with the ghost hunting thing.
Yeah.
People are getting to do stupid stuff, like a Ouija board. That's the biggest mistake anybody can make.
And Jesse, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm trying to think of this demon's name that is really, I don't want to say he's big right now. I mean, that demon's really hot right now.
Hey, Andrew.
it was on Ghost Adventures, too. They tried to summon this demon through the board. And is it Zozo? Zozo.
Zozo
the Zozo
yeah.
demon, yeah. That thing is like appearing in all over the place. Like that name is coming up more and more. And you can believe it's legitimate or not, whatever. But yeah, Ouija boards and demonic possessions, that's some scary shit.
Yeah, no, like I don't fuck around with that.
I'd like to, but I'm more afraid of what wouldn't happen versus what would.
Oh no.
We got pretty freaked out in high school when we played with one.
Oh man, there you go.
Talking about Ouija boards though, like if you want to know a prime example of why not to fuck with them things, The Exorcist.
The movie?
Yeah.
The Exorcist?
The real story even.
Which was from St. Louis.
Yes.
Pretty famous story. But since we're tying this in with horror movies, I want to ask, do you like The Exorcist?
I enjoy it.
I was bored to tears.
Do I find it terrifying as most people did?
No.
No, not at all.
I got extra credit out of watching it.
We should all get extra credit for watching it. The spider walk was kind of creepy.
Yes.
And she masturbated with a crucifix.
That was also weird.
That was a bit over
the top. That was a little strange.
I think, like, it really depends. I think with The Exorcist, how scary you find it depends on what age you were when you watched it.
Yeah. It's definitely a youthful
movie. Well, like,
at
the time period it came out, to go watch it in the theaters, I'm sure it was terrifying back then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was no other movie like it.
I was about to say that, yeah. Those movies back then in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they were trailblazers. Most movies nowadays are just copies or reboots of stuff they already did years ago.
My mother was terrified of Carrie.
Which version?
The original.
I can think of at least three versions of Carrie.
She and my dad went to see it in theaters, and she scared the crap out of him because she grabbed his leg at one point. He screamed.
I remember that story, yeah.
See, I like the original Carrie. I like the new one, too. I don't know.
I was about to say, I actually really like the new Carrie.
The new one was very enjoyable.
What about the middle one?
I don't know.
I never saw the middle one.
Yeah, I think it was a made-for-TV movie. It had Angela Bettis in it. Did you ever see the movie May? It's a good one. You should watch that one. But since we're talking about movies that have just basically reboots of old movies and stuff like that, are you disappointed in recent horror films? Do you think that they've run out of ideas and they have to go back to the well? Because, I mean, in the past couple of years, we've had remakes of, Friday the 13th. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Nightmare on Elm Street. Sorry.
Evil Dead.
Carrie.
Okay.
Evil Dead. Yeah, I mean, they keep going back to these classics and fucking them up, except for Evil Dead, which
the
was
Evil
bad.
Dead remake was actually really good.
Yeah. I watched that through my fingers.
Oh yeah,
mostly it wasn't so much that it was terrible; like it was scary,
it was graphic,
but it was really graphic.
They pulled no punches.
They really did. Everything was shown.
I want to talk about this because I know you've been waiting to bust this out. You're waiting to pull this one out. Excuse me.
Oh, here we go.
While he whips this out. One of the most talked about horror movies of the past couple years, and it's a really good one, despite the one thing we're going to point out, The Babadook. Now, I brought The Babadook in for Tanner Thursdays. Before Tanner Thursday was ever a radio show, it was an event at the Gaming Ground store in Cape Girardeau, 709 Broadway, for all your gaming needs. And I showed you guys The Babadook, and you liked it.
I loved it, yeah.
I loved it, too. Great psychological horror film. Jesse, you just watched it the other day, and I think you liked it, but there's something you want to talk about. And let's play that sound clip for the audience.
Now, for those of you not in the know, that's the dragon from Warcraft 2. Now, what it also
known as
is the cry of the Babadook.
Yeah.
Now, that movie, I was really enjoying. It was doing everything right. It was making me like the characters I was supposed to like, hate the characters I was supposed to hate. Fuck that fucking kid. And it was just
overall, dog, man.
Oh, the poor dog. It never did anything wrong. Anyway, it was a really creepy movie. The first time you see the Babadook, the first time it shows up, like any of the sound effects it made up to that point.
When it became its primal form.
Were great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was all really good. But as soon as, he took off his face or, all that good stuff, his costume, and he makes the goddamn dragon noise Warcraft 2.
Wouldn't you be terrified of a dragon from a 92 PC game?
If it was in your room?
Yeah.
Yeah. That completely and totally took me out of the movie. Like, but that scene was really intense. I'm sorry I keep cutting you off.
Oh, no, you're fine.
That scene was really intense, really creepy, and then that happens, and I'm just like,
we were the same way.
I'm out.
When we watched it, I paused and I was like,
I'm pretty sure we snickered.
Yeah, we laughed, and I'm like, what an awful sound effect. Like, you could have done anything better than that. You could have had it just go grumble, grumble, and that would have been better.
Make any of the noise that it made before.
Yeah.
You could any of them.
Just have a guy behind the sheet going,
I mean, you could have even had, like, it redo the Babadook thing.
Yeah, the growl with the Babadook. Like,
that was creepy as shit.
Yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
It was good. That movie was good, that scream aside. And I think it is a testament to how powerful indie horror films have become in the past 5 to 10 years. I'm trying to think of a big budget horror movie since 2010 that I've enjoyed. And I can't
think
of any.
Cabin in the Woods?
I did like
Cabin in the
Woods.
Cabin in the Woods was good, but it was more of, I think it was more of a...
It was more comedy, though.
It was a self-aware horror film, kind of like the Scream series. It's not, to me, it's not a legitimate horror film because it's almost like a parody of horror films. When I think of horror films, I think of stuff that really is scary. But it was a great film, no doubt.
I was like, the joke, you think there's going to be a sequel?
And then I love the reply. Motherfucker, did you watch the ending? Tanner, you got anything over there?
Big time franchise since 2000.
Or just big budget horror films.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be franchise.
Like, even the ones that have been successful in theaters, Saw, Paranormal Activity. They're low budget films. Yeah. They're indie films that have made a lot of money.
Saw wasn't an indie film.
It's the first one had a shoestring budget. I mean, it was ridiculous. The most money they spent on the first one was for Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He's the Princess Bride.
I gotta say, big budget that I actually enjoyed. And once again, people might laugh at me, but I enjoyed Scream 4.
I did not.
I did.
I
just
like
because
I still
of the
never watched
ball.
The original Scream.
First one's good.
Yeah, I like the first Scream. Actually, I've watched the first three. I've also not watched the fourth one.
The fourth one? Have you watched it yet?
I have watched the fourth one.
So you know the curveball I'm talking about.
Yes. But
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it because I like Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
But I still think that Scream is one of those films that should have died with the first one. Second one, I'll give it to you. Once three and four hits, it's kind of like the Die Hard franchise. How many times can the same cop be put in a similar situation before he quits and goes, I'm not coming into work tomorrow? I can't think of any other big budget
films. That's
the
only big budget movie that's come out in, you know, in the last 15 years that I've enjoyed.
What would you call...
15
years.
Well, since 2000.
What would you call Insidious or The Conjuring? Would you call those big budgets? Because they do have some special effects to them. They are definitely well made, but, and they're good. I didn't like Insidious nearly as, I'm thinking of, what's the one with the
VHS?
They go to the alternate world and he has to go after his kid. And,
the one that made the first one make more sense.
Yeah. There's two of them. There's third one's coming out.
Is that The Conjuring?
No, The Conjuring is the one that was based on the Warrens. Famous couple, yeah, that actually did that kind of stuff.
Okay.
God damn, I'm gonna have to think about this.
But maybe it was Insidious.
It was Insidious, yeah, because what's the
because we liked the second one better than the
what
first
is
one.
The terrible one that everyone loved and I can't stand it. I thought it was terrible. Where it's the guy who gets the kids and Ethan Hawke's in it and he's watching the video and you see the dead family in the background and it was supposed to be like really really scary and I thought it was
Mama?
No, that was god awful too. Not a good film.
No, not at all.
Somebody look this up. Somebody look up Ethan Hawke.
All right.
Oh, they're looking up Ethan Hawke.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to, that was right there. I know.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
But while he's looking that up, and did you watch that movie? It's Ethan Hawke is a writer. He moves into a murder house. He's trying to write a book on it, and Sinister.
Yes.
Sinister is what it was called. And it was terrible. Everyone loved it, and I thought it was boring.
Uh-huh. I do. I never
think I
did
fell
see
that one.
That one,
too.
Yeah. I didn't like it. To me, the best horror movies of the past 10, 15 years have been indie films.
Oh, yeah.
The Babadook.
I Am a Ghost.
I Am a Ghost. Digging Up the Marrow. The VHS series.
I was about to say, I really like
minus
VHS.
Minus Viral. The third one.
Viral had some good moments.
Very few and far between.
The first story with the magician I thought was great.
It really was. Like, and I thought the Viral was okay. Like, it was nothing compared to the first two, but I didn't
think
it was a bad
movie. The problem
movie.
With Viral was that the wraparound made no sense. No. You had to dig real deep to find the meaning in what was happening.
Right. Wow. And well, you also had to have first dug pretty deep in the first two movies.
Yeah.
To really understand what was.
It seems really basic, but the more you think about it, the more it kind of hits you that, oh, I think they're building up to something.
Right.
And then three is the closure, but it wasn't done as well as you'd hope. But the movie,
Viral wasn't supposed to be the last one. I thought there was supposed to be a VHS 3. So I thought Viral was just supposed to be a...
I think Viral is 3. I think Viral was supposed to be the end of the series because at the end he uploads all the videos.
Because it all went digital
right.
As opposed to past.
But I think they will
tapes.
Make a 4. There's another series that's supposed to be very similar to VHS in tone, but I haven't watched it yet, called The ABCs of Death. And I haven't watched either. Have you not heard about those?
I've watched a couple of the
I've seen a
of
couple
scenes.
Of the segments. Yeah, well, basically, Tanner, it's how many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
26. I knew it. I was going to say it before you guys said it. There's 26 short horror films by 26 different directors, and there's one for every letter of the alphabet that deals with death.
Yeah.
The only one that I've seen in its entirely, I think, was D for Dog and T for Toilet, and they were both really good.
The T for
Toilet
was fucked up.
That was fucking weird. You got to watch
that. I don't even have to watch it to know it's fucked up. How do you die by
and
a toilet?
And it's all stop motion animation.
Yeah, it's claymation. And it's great. It's great, but I don't want to ruin it for you. I want you to watch it.
Okay. It is good.
Yeah.
Some of the other great indie horror films, what's some that we've seen lately? There's been a bunch.
As Above as Below.
That movie.
Well, that one was in theaters, though. So what would you classify that?
Indie films?
Paranormal Activity.
That's true.
You called that indie.
Well, Paranormal Activity, though, started as an indie film. It took us forever to be able to finally watch it.
That's true. Because it was select theaters.
We had to go to Carbondale.
But As Above,
they did
so
release
below
it in Cape
really
eventually,
good.
Like Wehrmacht got movie. It.
But the indie films, to me, now, feel like the horror movies from the 80s. Mm-hmm. Like, they're bringing back the originality. They're trying
doing
new
a lot
things.
Of practical effects,
yes.
too. And that's
practical effects, which is way better than CG. I actually like the Van Helsing movie. I don't know if you classify it as horror, because it's very much
action.
The universal.
Action horror, yeah.
But the CG took me out of it.
It's horror in the same way that, like, RE5, like Resident Evil 5 is horror.
Right. But at least they have the universal monsters in it. You got Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman.
That's
and that
true.
Is actually what ruined it for me. The Wolfman CG... compared to the wolf from American Werewolf in London,
which
no
is
comparison.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't think there's been a werewolf in movies or TV that has been quite as good as the American Werewolf in London.
It terrified me. That howl scared the shit out of me. Well, Jesse, if you like the werewolf in American Werewolf in London, you should watch a little film called Wolf Cop, which we just watched a couple of nights ago, me and Katie.
Oh, it's special.
If you want to see a good transformation scene.
Yeah, actually, Katie was telling me
about
that.
Did she tell you about that?
Yeah, she told me that I should... It was the night of the fire.
Yeah.
She told me that I should ask you to play that transformation scene for me.
His dick transforms first.
Because apparently the genitals are where you begin.
He's peeing, so you get a full shot of his penis. And then the penis turns into a wolf dick.
Oh, well, you're forgetting about the his urine turning to blood.
He
sprays
his blood
male
everywhere.
Period.
Now,
so,
that's one way
so
to bring
Billy
penises
really
into
enjoys
this
movie.
Ouch. That's the zinger right there, Jesse. So Wolf Cop is one of those indie horror films that doesn't... Well, actually, I guess it does bring back some of the 80s because it's really raunchy and really terrible.
I don't know of too many 80s horror movies that had penises in it.
Well, that's because you can't...
That's kind of one of those taboos.
Yeah, back then you couldn't get away with that shit. Like, they could show Bush and they could show boobs, but they could not...
Well, Bush doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, that's really true.
I think they actually had a... Like, there's a very good documentary on Netflix. I don't know if it's still there that talks about the movie industry and the movie ratings.
Red, white,
I think this movie's rated R. No, this is for films in general.
Oh.
But they talk about how during that time period, like, women, if they were naked in films, if they didn't have pubic hair, they wore a thing called, I think it was called a murka.
Sounds about right.
And it was fake pubic hair. That way you wouldn't see the
it's
definition
like
of their vagina. Yeah, it's a toupee for your vagina.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, to be fair, like back then, though, there were like people that shaved was a minority, a massive minority.
Yeah. Look at horror films from that era.
Oh, man.
Look at Friday the 13th. There's what? The ratio of naked women to non-naked women in those films are pretty
box,
good in favor of us men.
I have the box at home of the entire Friday the 13th series from 1 to 8. And literally on the sleeve of each disc, it has the kill count for that film, the best kill, and the nudity count.
They have a nudity count.
Yeah,
of course they have a nudity count.
It's Friday the 13th. I mean,
it's not a Friday the 13th movie unless like there are a couple of girls topless.
That is a rule.
That's
literally
most
a rule
old
of the company.
Horror movies,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but then towards the end of the series or mid of the series, they started doing less gore and more naked.
Well, that was the problem. That was a problem they ran into with 5, the shitty one. It actually
did they try to make a porn? Like, is that
basically one of the scenes was actually edited out because if they had left it in there, it would have gotten an X rating. And
I mean,
what
isn't
it was,
the only thing to get an X rating like straight like
full
intercourse?
Penetration.
On that note, the scene was I don't know if you've ever seen part 5 of Friday the 13th.
I have honestly
seen
not.
Them all.
So you remember the kind of emo girl that was dancing in her room?
Oh, yeah.
Doing like
she
a robot?
She was really hot.
She ends up getting stabbed through the vagina. Like, penetration.
Full penetration.
Full Hold penetration.
Like, out to fight with a machete crime. Or a dick?
With a pole.
Oh.
You answer the question. Was it a dick?
No, it was not a dick.
You say pole. I hear penetration.
Was it a fleshy pole?
No, was it a pink pole?
No, it was not. But it was so gory and graphic. And pornographic that I guess whoever did the rating back then.
The MPAA?
I guess.
The same people that do it now?
I don't know anything about that.
Son of a bitch.
Well, then what about the original Evil Dead? The vine that straight goes up, like.
Well, I think the movies back then, they've changed the rules a lot since that time. And what was acceptable then is no longer acceptable. It's kind of like follows how society goes.
You say that, but Last House on the Left.
The original or remake?
Both.
I've never seen the remake.
I don't know. I haven't seen the original. I've seen bits and pieces. But in the remake, there is a straight rape scene.
Well, I mean, look at Hills Have Eyes, the remake. There's a pretty graphic rape scene in that, too.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
it's the only movie I've almost ever walked out of.
I think it's only if they show, though, like the
actual penetration.
Yeah. Like, if the penetration ends up on film, like, that's...
Have you seen the remake?
There's other rules for it, too. Like, I don't want to get off on a whole tangent here about movie ratings, but if I remember correctly, you get different ratings depending on intercourse, how much of the vaginal lips are shown, how erect the penis is. Like, there are somebody watches these things and grades them to give these ratings.
I don't know why I know. I do know why I know this, because of Game of Thrones. A show, movie, or TV show cannot will not have an R or MA rating unless the penis is flaccid. So if the penis is erect, it gets an X rating.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. If it's a flaccid penis, you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid is that?
So no boners allowed.
No boners allowed.
No boners, Stephen Sawyer. No boners. Now, Tanner, you're a big fan of Friday the 13th.
Huge.
I'm a big fan of Nightmare on Elm Street.
So we're like mortal enemies.
We kind of are, because Freddy and Jason are mortal enemies. Jesse, where do you stand on the issue? Let's debate the merit of the two. So for gore, you got to go with Friday the 13th. It was gore and titties.
Yes.
That was Friday the 13th. I don't like gore.
I will say, Nightmare on Elm Street always scared me more.
It had a better villain, I think. Whereas Jason is an unstoppable madman. He doesn't really have a personality. Freddy Krueger, on the other hand.
He'll fuck with your head.
He'll crack you up.
After one. I love the original Nightmare on Elm Street. I love Nightmare on Elm Street. I do. They're also some of my favorite movies.
Creative. They're very creative.
After one, Robert Englund gave Freddy a comedic value, and it was great. I think it really improved on Freddy.
What's your favorite Nightmare on Elm Street movie?
Oh, God.
What's the one where they got superpowers?
That is four?
Three or four, the Dream Warriors.
Yeah. I was thinking it was three. Is what I
well, see, well, was. There was Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge, Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Freddy's. Was three Dream Warriors? And then four was Dream Child? Or was five Dream Child? Well, pointless, you get what we're saying.
Yeah.
The one where they have superpowers. And it had Patricia Arquette and Yaphet Kotto in it.
I like the first one.
My favorite is New Nightmare. Because they brought back the scary Freddy for New Nightmare and made him even scarier. He looked downright demonic in that one.
You know, I did enjoy that movie because of the way it was made, the way they told the story.
It was smart. It was before Scream, I think. Mm-hmm. I have to check this. Before Scream. But it was the first horror movie that I ever knew where they were aware it was a horror movie. And they made a lot of self... Because Heather Langenkamp played herself.
Where they were refilming it?
Yeah, where they were making a new... That's the one I like. They were making a new Friday... New Nightmare on Elm Street and... The character came alive. It was actually a demon that took the form of Freddy Krueger because it was familiar.
Yeah. I like that one.
So that was a damn good one. And that's
the only way he could be controlled is if Wes Craven continued writing the stories.
Right. That was a good one. That was really good.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Friday?
That's a tough one. It's between 4 and 6.
6 is the one where he came back to life,
Jason
right?
Jason Lives, yeah.
I think that's my favorite one, too.
I enjoy it.
The one where he was on the... I'm really sorry, guys. I'm woefully...
We're here to help.
Ignorant on like which one is which.
That's fine.
Okay, the one where I think he's on like farmland. The guy riding around the circles in the motorcycle in the backyard gets his head cut off,
and he's like yelling, right?
Yeah,
and then Freddy just or Jason just pulls a wire out.
Or no, he just machetes the machete. Yeah, he just holds his head off, and he gets clotheslined with a machete. Which one was that one?
That was one of the later series. I want to say 5 or 6 is what it was. I think it was 5 because 5 is where it went really downhill. Yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't Jason in that one.
Yeah, it was a medical paramedic who saw his son die.
Roy something.
But terrible.
Was that the one where he ends up falling on a pitchfork at the end?
No.
No. Well, he falls on some type of equipment.
No, yeah, it was farm equipment. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And then
the
mask
comes off. He's got the blue chevrons instead of the red.
Yeah, you're right. Because I remember that one being goofy as shit.
On that note, though, the new Mortal Kombat, it's got Jason Voorhees in it.
Yes, it does. I played as him.
Part son of a bitch.
Sorry.
The Jason.
If you had won the tournament like I did, maybe you could have played as him.
The Jason from Part 5 with the blue chevrons, the fake Jason. He's actually available in the, like as in the
skin
game.
Yeah. Or, oh, nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I got it. I didn't like
that's
the movie.
That's kind of a cool nod.
But it is.
Yeah, I remember that one. Like, I was going to say that one was goofy as shit.
It was.
Is it goofier than Jason X?
No.
Not only did Jason jump the shark,
he
attached a line to his motorcycle, caught the shark, and carries the shark with him wherever he goes.
Yeah. And it became Sharknado?
And it became Left Shark, and he was in the Katy Perry.
I like Sharknado better.
I don't
well,
like
Well, I hear
Sharknado.
Archie beat Sharknado.
Well, like,
Fucker. I heard that on Bit of Nerd, actually.
I forgot about that.
I would rather watch Jason X than Part 5.
I thought Jason New X was good.
Like, it wasn't
so
great.
Fucking goofy.
It's so outlandish. And the only other time I can recall them trying to take a classic horror icon and putting it in space was the fucking Leprechaun. That's after he met Ice-T in the hood.
Did you have to bring up the Leprechaun?
Leprechaun.
First horror movie I ever watched.
Leprechaun, really?
Yeah, I was 5 years old.
First horror movie I ever watched, Child's Play. And Chucky still scares me.
Chucky's
oh, actually,
so
yeah.
Chucky's
I used to have nightmares about
Chucky.
Like,
scared
Chucky.
The shit out of me.
1 through 3. For God's sake, Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky.
Oh, those are awful.
Should be like it should be collected and burned.
Bride of Chucky, again, goes
get the
back
ET
to that
treatment.
They tried to just sex it up.
I wrote this when I'm writing. I always write these.
There's nothing
these show
sexy
night
about
notes.
Dolls fornicating.
But they were anatomically correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always write out these show notes and I put this on here. And I actually have it labeled that during that time period, horror movies really tried to do the self-aware thing. They tried to rip off Scream and how Scream was smart about its horror. And I think Bride of Chucky tried to do that with the whole, you know, we're anatomically correct. We know we're dolls. Let's explore the goofy side of it. But you don't do that with Chucky. He's when you put your belief aside that a doll can hurt anybody, then you don't make him goofy on top of that, you know? Did you watch
newest one?
Yeah, what was that one
Curse
called?
Curse of Chucky?
Curse of Chucky.
Very good.
Not that bad.
It was actually pretty decent.
Did you wait for after the credits?
I did not. Oh, yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That was a perfect ending of that movie.
We did. That's the one where the girl was in the wheelchair, and she got the Chucky doll.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's good. It's pretty
good. God, I want to talk about that scene so bad, but I can't now.
Yeah, well, I don't think these guys will care. But basically, you know, because they don't remember the characters.
Do you care?
I mean, if I haven't watched it at this point, I'm probably not going to.
Okay. So
The child
from the first three movies.
Oh, yeah, all three, yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Andy. Andy Barkley.
He... Essentially, what Chucky's doing is he's trying... I don't know why he's shipping himself to people. He literally jumps in a box and labels it and has it shipped to different people.
And has it shipped to Andy by
has
accident.
It shipped to Andy.
Or maybe on purpose.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Like, he's planning to go kill Andy, finally.
Wasn't
and like,
he a cop then?
No, that was different. That was different.
But he... Like, the box gets delivered, and, like, I guess he pops out of the box, and there's Andy just ready for him.
Yeah. Just takes him out immediately.
Yeah. He jumps oh, fuck.
Yeah, because that was, like, when I was little, like, far more so than any Friday the 13th Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Chucky
like,
was terrifying.
Yeah, Child's Play was fucking horrifying.
Because with Jason, he was scary, but he was a lumbering monster. You didn't really have to worry about that living at home. The monster's probably going to come through your living room.
Excuse you, I live 5 miles from a place called Crystal Lake.
You live out in the country, so you're out of luck. With Freddy, he's in your dreams. You can't do anything about that anyway. But when you're a kid, you have so many dolls.
Oh, that's true.
Any one of them
and
can come alive.
And my cousin had a My Buddy doll, which is really, really close to what the Chucky doll was.
My friend
on.
Jeff got a Chucky doll for his wife, and she's terrified of it. She opened up the package and screamed. It was
I'm
the
pretty sure my
thing.
Cousin Presley has one, but yeah, he likes Child's Play. So
thanks to that movie, my grandma, I think she still has them somewhere. She has these really old, like, China dolls, and she kept them, and she had a beauty shop attached to her home that she would just go out, and like that was her job, like she was a beautician. And she just had those dolls sitting there. So anytime I had to go into the beauty shop by myself, I
just
like
freaked out.
No, I was like, and what I'm doing right now, for those of you who can't see, I'm doing the pointing at my eyes and pointing at their eyes.
Staring
down. Sitting there like fucking
sizing
watching
them.
Up. I'm waiting for them to come to life and try to murder me while I grab whatever I need to grab out of
to
the
be
basement.
Fair, China dolls are really fucking creepy.
Oh, yeah. And these were
all
like.
Dolls are creepy.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
And I mean, these were like life size, like they were like, you know, 4 feet tall, like dolls that were sitting
that.
There. And they're the ones
practically
that like
midgets.
Yeah. And they're the ones that if you like, you
little
know, tilt
people.
Them, like they close
Sorry.
Their eyes.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God, these things that. Are terrifying.
Tanner, did you ever watch the Ghost Adventures episode where they go to the Island
yes.
of Dolls?
No, his reaction.
Zach's?
He freaks out.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I've never
I
seen him that scared
out.
Before. Did you watch the Destination Truth episode of the, where he also went there and there was one part where he looks at one of the dolls. And Jesse, do you know about the Island of the Dolls? Let's give a little backstory here. There's it's in Mexico, right?
Yes.
There's an island in Mexico where it is just filled with old dolls that people have brought to the island because apparently a little girl died and they're trying to appease the spirit of this little girl. So the island is literally filled with dolls everywhere, hanging from trees. It is the creepiest shit you've ever seen.
Some of them are missing eyes.
Yeah,
they're missing limbs.
Ethan, who is not on the show today, but he's here. He's showing us a picture of it right here. Well, they go to one of the dolls, and Josh Gates says, if this doll moves, I'm leaving. And the doll blinks at him. Fucking awesome. Now, if it's fake, maybe. I don't know. But it was a great moment. And that's what I love about horror. If you can suspend your belief enough, I can't think of a movie, a type of movie genre, that will elicit such a response from you. Like, comedies kind of make you laugh. Action films kind of go, oh, that was cool. But horror movies.
It will stick with you.
They will stick with you. They will grab you. I mean, they will grab you and do things to you, you know?
And it will make me watch episodes of Care Bears afterwards.
I love horror. It's the only movies I watch anymore.
Like, with Grudge, going back to that one, I got really good at making that croaking noise.
Can you give us one right now?
I think Lindsay's got
there you go,
it
Lindsay
right
with the save, yeah.
The Babadook
and we used to do that with each other all the time.
So
after Grudge,
I got really good at that. My little brother, he went with me because Jake is probably the only person, like before I met you, Jake was the only other person in my life that actually liked scary movies. Like one of my other friends from back in college, he liked seeing slasher flicks. So he went and watched, you know, like the Halloween remake with me and a few other ones. But Jake was the only one that would ever go see actual scary movies with me.
I like psychological horror. I don't do torture slasher.
Yeah, I like scary movies. But point is, he went with me to see Grudge. I got really good at making that noise. Jake got particularly freaked out at that movie. And never have I, we have fought a lot. He has never been more pissed off at me than when I would just, start making that noise while we were sitting in the basement playing Diablo.
I took my ex-girlfriend Vina to go see Darkness Falls, which wasn't a great horror film. Tanner, you got something to say real quick.
I enjoyed that horror movie.
I did too.
It was great. I watched it when I was, maybe 11, 12.
Thank you. I wanted to feel old.
You are.
Wait, it's not that far back, was it?
Well, you're not.
I was in college, and you weren't much younger than me.
Well, how old are you now?
74. I'm 32. No,
I was about to say he's good, 7 years
you're
older.
You're 7 years older than me.
Yeah, but I didn't go to college until I was 20, 21 because I wasted a lot of time. So you probably would have been in high school, maybe.
I wasn't in high school.
I'll just tell your damn story.
The story, that movie actually gave me a nightmare.
Well, it gave her nightmares too. In fact, to the point that, and to be fair, she's very skittish. She had never watched horror movies. She was even worse than Lindsay. So we're watching it in the theater, and I think it was our first or second date.
That's why she cried.
She cried. She literally crawled into my lap and balled up and cried during the film, which was great for me because I wanted to get closer to her. So, hey, that's why you take girls to horror movies. But what's even better is when we were in college at Shawnee, we were walking through the hall, and I knew where the light switches were because I was, in with the college. And I hit the light switch, and she screams louder than anything and just just jumps on me, just attaches herself to me like a sucker fish. That movie got me so much action, and by action, I mean the hugs.
You know what works better than horror movies for that?
Beating.
What?
What?
What? Excuse me?
What? Haunted houses.
She won't do haunted houses.
I hate haunted houses. I hate walkthroughs. No, I hate them.
Oh, you
got
to come to Southern Illinois this Halloween.
No, I had a girlfriend.
When he's done.
You remember Hannah? Did you ever meet Hannah?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. We went to a haunted house and just the entire time just clinging to me. Like never more than 2 inches away from me, through the entire haunted house. It was great. Good time.
I also have a haunted house story that I'd like to tell real quick. My brother Al, who I've talked about a couple times with you guys, we went to go to a horror, walkthrough. And I don't remember where it was at, but we're walking through it and there's this girl, she pops out of a casket. She's a vampire. She pops out of the casket and she raises her arms, she's going to come toward us. And my brother, and she was very attractive. Let me point that out. My brother pushes me into her and says, "Here, take the virgin." And she starts laughing so hard her teeth fall out. And now everyone in the group's laughing at me. And I'm just standing there going, this is scary. what a terrifying time to be alive.
That's so sad.
She was really hot.
Yeah, just the whole, I don't like walkthroughs. I will do ride-throughs, like haunted hayrides, that type of stuff, but walkthroughs, I hate. We went to an amusement park back in Pennsylvania, and they have a Noah's Ark ride, which it's not a haunted house, but it is an enclosed, dark walkthrough
thing. Was this the one we went
to
together?
And I still clung to you completely because I hate those walkthroughs. Although, to be fair, the stuffed animals in there were really creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Hold on, rewind real quick. You said this was a Noah's Ark?
Yes. There are only two existing left in the world. It is a dark walkthrough, but it is not a haunted house.
I think she also got scared on the Scooby-Doo water ride, though.
Poor Lindsay.
All right, so
you broke me.
Yeah, well, you got scared on the Ferris wheel.
I could die on that Ferris wheel. I got that's scary. Jesse's gone.
I'm out. I'm out.
I don't like walkthroughs.
Tanner, go ahead, sir. Please,
Shannon, you can probably understand some of this story in Mound City. Okay, where you're from?
Yeah.
The
loud
levee.
And proud, brother.
Yeah.
Loud and proud.
Proud.
Loud and proud. The levee that separates Mound City from Hudsonville.
Yeah.
You know, it extends from like Hudsonville Road to, I guess it's like a mile and a half, the full road is, maybe 2 miles even. They went out there and cleaned it and actually made a road that cuts through the woods all the way. And for about 4 or 5 years in a row, we did a haunted trail out there. About the third year, they called me and asked me to come do it. They said, we need a good Jason Voorhees.
Nice.
You lived out your dream for a night.
Oh, I did it for 4 years.
Nice.
I think Zach Kirkus also did haunted house stuff. Like, I know he's been a part of something in Jackson, some kind of haunted thing. He's been a part of.
I know, like, there's the two city ones. Like, my buddy Trevor, the one I was talking about before that did slasher ones.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the Arena Park haunted house, like the one here in Cape?
I've only been to two haunted houses.
Because I won't go.
The other one, just a real quick thing, Tanner, you'll like this story. It's very quick. The other one we went through was actually at Shawnee, and it was when I was dating Jennifer.
Oh, God.
And Jennifer and I are...
I think I came to this.
It's the one where you have to, like, crawl through it, and, like, a guy, and I don't remember who it was, somebody we know, but as me and Jennifer are crawling through it together, a guy grabs her leg, and she screams and hits him.
I about to say, I bet she kicked the shit out of him.
She did, and he goes, ah, sorry, Jennifer, because it's somebody we knew, and she knew it and apologized, but it was funny.
Well, that night on the trail, the first night I did this, my goal, I make this a goal every year when I do a haunted trail, my goal is to make somebody piss themselves. My first night doing this, I did it twice.
Nice.
The first time, it was a 13-year-old girl. All I did was step out of the bushes and walk behind her. She takes off running after she realizes I'm following her. And the people who are at the end of the trail hear her run past and down the hill, and they hear her just faintly say, I think I peed myself. The second time was 30 minutes later. A 33-year-old woman gets beside me, stops, and looks at a TV I have going in the woods with a mannequin in front of it. While she's not paying attention, I step out in front of her and stand there in the dark. She turns around to walk away, and I'm right there in front of her, and she falls to the ground and starts screaming that she peed herself. I throw my machete down. I walk out and say, I'm done.
You drop the mic.
I dropped the mic.
You dropped the mic.
There's actually a haunted house.
Real machete, too.
There's a haunted house in Indiana that I really want to go to. It's in like the top three haunted houses in the country. Apparently, they pride themselves on their ability to cause people to wet themselves.
I saw this on Travel Channel.
So basically, yeah, it's called you should go wearing Depends.
Right. Well, actually.
Depends on how strong you are.
They call them petalities.
Oh, God.
And yes.
If they hit you with it, like if you wet yourself in this haunted house, you get a t-shirt that says, like, I pissed my pants or I peed my pants at this haunted house.
Jesse, I'm torn. I want that t-shirt. Do not want to piss myself to get it.
Just take Lindsay. I'm sure you'll get one.
Now everybody's looking sad.
Well, if you want to check out a good haunted attraction around Halloween, you need to go to St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. There's one in St. Louis.
There's two up there that are amazing. One of them is the Olymp Brewery.
Yeah, which is legit haunted.
Yeah,
really
it's legit haunted, but the haunt, like the actual haunted house.
We talked about that on the Ghost Show. The same speech every time you go through.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Fake shit.
What was the other one? It's called the.
Yeah, because I think it's like it's something like scare.
No, that's you're thinking
Pittsburgh
like,
always has a big one around Halloween, and I got dragged to it, and it was.
Because there's one in like an old factory, like that's supposed to be like in the top five and in the
country. If you really want to get scared around Halloween, go trick or treating, go dress up with Nate. Ethan? He's laughing. I don't think Halloween should be celebrated.
It's a pagan holiday.
It's not Christian.
But yeah, no, there's
everybody's
a really...
looking stuff up, so I'm just doing Nate voices to cover.
Hey, to finish my story earlier, my friend that does the Haunted House in Cave, the only part in the Haunted House in Cave that's even remotely scary, at one point there's this long hallway you got to go down. It's completely open, actually like reasonably well lit in towards the center. My buddy Trevor loved this part because that was the chainsaw part. Now, you go through the whole haunted house, and you can kind of hear chainsaws. It just sort of adds to the atmosphere. But once you go down this hallway, you get an individual that's dressed completely in black, like completely decked out, hiding in a corner that's extremely shadowy. And as you walk past, their goal is to, like, well, what Trevor did, apparently now they just kind of run at you like, as soon as you go through with the chainsaws already on.
That's why I don't like walkthroughs.
But yeah, like, Trevor, what he would do, he would hide out in a corner, and as somebody walks through, they're getting about, like, you know, a quarter of the way through, they're kind of lost because there's nothing to see here. So they're just like, oh, that's kind of weird. So they're walking a little slow. So then he walks real quiet up behind them and starts the chainsaw like 2 feet away from them.
Chainsaws are always scary.
Caca. I would shit myself right
okay,
there.
Okay, I didn't know if you were fishing. I thought maybe you found the name of the other place.
He was like, I've never heard of caca. No, Tanner would shit himself if a chainsaw started a foot behind him.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I thought would make the greatest haunted house attraction. And actually, I got two things here I want to wrap
just
this up with.
PT.
I was about to say, the attraction that I think would be the most frightening is also the game that scared me the most of all time.
This one?
Well, I think they may have found it.
Darkness. Yeah, darkness is scary as shit.
Darkness is.
It's actually ranked by Travel Channel to be one of the best haunted attractions.
Yeah.
In
the
country.
That was the one. Remember the event that we went to? It was like me, Katie, Stephanie. And,
yeah, during the midnight launch, that got everybody in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. John got pissed at all of us.
Hey, John, you're still banned.
Either way, yeah, that's the one we went to. And yeah, that one was, like, it did take me out of it a little bit because I thought Katie was going to pee herself. She was terrified through that whole thing, and they were actually, like, the actors were following her because they knew how scared
she
was.
She was an easy mark.
And that's why I don't like walking.
Yeah.
Plus, so, Katie generally looks like a terrified kitten.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we had Stephanie and Krista, too, but
none of them are really going to back me up if a monster comes.
Krista might beat the shit out of the monster if it gets to
Krista's already drank 8 monsters by this point.
So, I mean, yeah, like, no, there's even a dude while you're waiting to get in line. There's a dude hanging out outside, like, just a really great actor in some, like, crazy-ass, like, spark-creating stuff. Like, he's got knee pads, like, with flint on them, and he just, like, rides and, like, runs and slides on the concrete and the asphalt. Sparks are going everywhere. It's real creepy. He's all over you.
That's like, what Pittsburgh does. Yeah. Except then it had, like, creepy clowns on stilts and all kinds of, like,
see,
disturbing
that's where
things.
I draw the line.
Lindsay, you actually stumbled onto a carnival.
No, it was like 5 haunted houses, and yes, there were carnival rides there, but it was Halloween. It's their Fright Fest.
Was there a Ferris wheel?
Actually, yes.
That was a goddamn county fair.
But to connect the two topics we're talking about now, horror movies and these haunted attractions.
We're just going to call this horror in general because we've gone all over the spectrum tonight.
Well, I'm going to bring him back and connect him into two now.
Okay. And then I've got two things I want to wrap up with. Go ahead.
Talon Falls.
That's a big one.
That is a $2 million a year attraction. That's how much they spend just on Talon Falls during Halloween.
Fuck, I thought Darkness spent a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, I got two free tickets to that from our good friend Hunter at Double H. Yeah. Got me
and
two
I
free tickets.
And I refused to go.
And Lindsay refused to go. So Mimi got those tickets. Hi, Mimi.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we get them again, we'll go. Because I've never been.
And I'll stay at home and watch My Little Ponies.
With Nate.
You can hang out with Brandy.
No.
if we get three tickets
in any movie,
throw one this way.
Yeah. All right. Well, like, to bring him into the movies, the guy who owns the place actually paid to have a film made. And the name of the movie is actually Talon Falls.
I remember hearing about that. I've never seen the film, though. Have you seen it?
I've not. I've seen bits and pieces. Last year, when you bought your ticket to go to the tour, you know, do the walkthrough, you did the walkthrough, and at the end of the walkthrough, you got to sit down and watch a screening of the movie.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And essentially, the basis of the movie was these people who are traveling together, they happen upon the little village of Talon Falls, And they learn a dark secret that the people who come to Talon Falls get used as the torture victims to make it look like, you know, what we think when we do the tour is a faking of a torturing is real.
And you're making me not want to do any of this even more.
So, like, these people are really getting tortured, but you got these hundreds of people coming through doing the tour.
Just watching it, thinking
just watching it, thinking it's all fake.
You know, that.
And apparently one of the victims gets loose, and they got to catch him before they ruin the town's little secret.
That kind of, did you ever see the movie that came out not so long ago? And I still haven't watched it, but I meant to. It's called The Houses That October Built. It's about haunted houses and how those people are really fucked up. That's the movie. They're just creepy. Need to watch that sometime. I do want to end on two notes here. I want to bring it all in real quick. Let's tie it together. And that'll put us right under the hour mark, which we weren't shooting for. What happens, happens in Vegas. Love to go to Vegas sometime. We should go there sometime. Or I'll just go home and play Fallout in New Vegas. Anyway.
Yeah, or we can just play the crew and go to Vegas again.
You just want me to play the crew?
I want you to play the fucking crew.
That's another show, buddy.
I guess, guys.
That's another show, Jesse. But talking about video games, PT, I want to bring up PT real quick, because I think PT would make the most terrifying haunted attraction. Because think about this, it's so simple. You walk through a hallway, and the way they would have to build it is you walk through multiple places that look exactly the same. You walk through the hallway the first time, you hear the radio message. You walk through the second time, the thing jiggles the door. You walk through the third time, the woman standing on the light, lights go off, and you have to walk through it. That is horrifying. That game has scarred me for life.
Oh, yeah. You remember the first, like, because I was the one that found the woman upstairs.
I never even thought
to look up there.
How many times have we beaten it by that point? Yeah, and we still found
at that
something
point,
new.
Yeah, you guys have already played it through like three times, and I'm playing through, and I'm looking around, and I see that bitch just staring down at me like, yeah, I threw it down. Come up and say something. I'm like, no, I'm good.
How?
Door. Bye.
How terrifying would that be if that were a ride?
That'd or, be you know, amazing. Haunted attraction.
And it would be hard to do. That was a terrifying game.
It was a terrifying game. And to me, two questions I want to ask each of you. One, the first one, what is the scariest game you've ever played? Actually, three things I want to ask, because the game thing is split into two things. What is the scariest game you've ever played? My vote is PT. I've never been scared, and it was a demo. I've never been more terrified of anything in my life. Jesse, what do you got?
You know, up until PT, honestly, Resident Evil 1. And I'll tell you why.
The dogs through the window?
Yes. But the main reason that was so terrifying to me, when I was little, at the time that I got a PlayStation 1 and got Resident Evil, I think I was 12 or 13. I don't remember. Either way, I was pretty young, and my dad, like, it was just me and him, because the rest of my family lived in various places, including Colorado. It was just me and my dad. He worked the night shift. So I would be alone in the trailer. Yeah, we lived in a trailer. Shut up.
Born and raised. Loud and proud.
Damn, proud again. So yeah, I was completely alone. My dad got me this PlayStation 1 and got me a copy of Resident Evil, the director's cut. Terrifying as shit as a 12-year-old alone in the dark.
Alone in the dark. I think that was a movie.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, yeah. The show was Are You Afraid of the Dark.
I'll say Alone in the Dark was the Ubo.
That was also really scary when I was little.
That was great.
That was just really good. Ubo?
That's one of the other.
But either way, yeah. So PT currently.
Okay. PT wins with you too.
Yeah.
Tanner, what about you?
For me, it has to be PT because I never really got into games like Resident Evil or anything like that. I never did.
I mean, if you try and go back and play it now, you'll just be really
disappointed. Laughable. Unless you get one of the HD remakes. They're pretty good. It's that camera angle, though, still. To this day, terrible.
I mean, and even the HD remakes, like Silent Hill, the HD remake of that one, got rid of the fog, which was a lot of the atmosphere.
That's most of the scares there.
I was going to say, that's the main part of the game.
Speaking of, I just want to point this out. I forgot, Silent Hill was a great movie.
Yeah.
That was a good big budget film. And it was a video game adaptation. You've never seen Silent Hill?
I've never seen Silent
Hill.
Do we still have that?
Maybe.
We got to watch it. Jesse, it's so good.
It's here.
The nurses are so creepy.
Is it still here? Yeah. We'll check it after the show.
So
Lindsay,
creepy.
I think I'm going to go ahead and vote for PT for you.
I was going to say, I don't play scary video games.
But she tried to play PT. Let me tell you what happened on PT. I give her the controller. We play this at 1 a.m. in the morning, which would be 1 a.m. And she walks through the first hallway. She gets to the part where you round the corner and you hear the radio.
The photos and the radio.
She hears the radio and she looks like she has tears in her eyes. She hands me the controller. She goes, no. That's how far she got on PT. Yeah.
I love CJ Tatum. Great guy. Regular on Pen and Nerd. his explanation of his playthrough of PT was pretty hilarious. He said the TV and the system just kept turning themselves off. He wasn't sure why it was happening.
To be fair, when you guys were playing PT in the store during daylight, I was fine watching it.
And even though we played the game in the store during daytime, people were still terrified. That's how good that game was.
You recorded, I think it was Dante.
Dante flew out of his chair.
Somebody fell
after
their chair.
Bragging about
Someone
how he wouldn't be scared.
Squealed like a little girl, and it wasn't me.
I still want to see Nate's. I wish y'all had saved that.
That would have been great, because, he screamed like a little girl.
Now, aside from the scariest game you've ever played, and this is different to me, what's your favorite horror game? Because my favorite horror game of all time is Zombies Ate My Neighbors on Super Nintendo. I love the game. We'll get to you in a second. You're last, bunny. Zombies Ate My Neighbors, classic game. I wish they'd make more of it. They actually made a sequel called Ghoul Patrol I've never played. But Zombies Ate My Neighbors,
awful.
It is bad from what I hear. But amazing game. So much fun. Jesse, what's your favorite horror game?
I played the shit out of some Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Like, that was, me and my little brother played that all the time.
So much fun.
It was so good.
Is that your favorite?
No, I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I'm going to say Silent Hill 2.
Great game. Pyramid Head.
Yeah.
Introduction to Pyramid Head.
Yeah. Pyramid Head was like...
And he's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent.
So you'll like that, yeah.
Yeah, because like that was... Silent Hill 2 for me, like, it was really scary when I was little, or younger. I wasn't really little when I played Silent Hill 2. But it was really scary. The atmosphere was great, and the story was fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, it really was terrifying.
That was a good one. I like that one better than the Resident Evil games.
Oh, yeah, easily. Silent Hill 1 and 2.
Tanner, what about you?
You're definitely going to laugh at this one.
Get ready, guys.
Outside of PT, the only other horror movie or game I've ever played, and I know you know because you're already starting to laugh. Can you take a guess?
Go for it, buddy. I'm not sure.
Friday the 13th for the Super Nintendo.
Of course it
is. Nice.
I was waiting on that laugh.
He's been holding that laugh in his pocket all night.
Well, you're Jesse, welcome.
Jesse
you're
pointed. Welcome. He did the motion.
Is that the one where he's like purple and blue?
Yes.
Yeah. It's real bad.
Mike Tyson's punch out, basically.
And yet, that game hasn't held up. But people look back on it with fond eyes now. Like, you can look back on it and
you
go.
You want to say that?
Yeah. I think it's better than people give it credit for. Well, so I won't laugh at that too much.
Hey guys, I beat the game. Well, really, what happened? Well, I punched the shit out of Jason and I won.
I threw a rock at him, too.
Hold on. Rewind. You punched the shit out of Jason? That's what happened?
You had to say, find which sure cabin happened. He was in first. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, that game was bad.
That game had some cool moments, though. Like, if you went into the caves, if you went the right way, you could find Jason's mother's severed head in there and have to fight it as a boss.
What?
Like, there was some creepy shit in that game.
I never heard about that.
One played it long enough because everyone would just go fight Jason immediately and die. But you actually are supposed to collect things to get stronger to finally fight him.
Oh, well, that would probably...
That's why everyone hates that game, is because no one understood it. But yeah, it gets deep. We'll have to play that sometime.
Well, I mean, like, they never really... Back then, strategy guides and the internet weren't a thing.
So nobody knew. Nintendo Power.
Yeah, Nintendo...
Yeah, Nintendo Power was really it. And Nintendo Power was... Like, I'm pretty sure the Nintendo Power... Because I had a subscription to that shit. I'm pretty sure it never had, like, a... By the way, Jason is a lot easier to fight if you find things throughout the game.
We're going to get an email about that. Yeah, right. That's going to dispute that. Lindsay, you seemed excited to talk about this. What's your favorite horror game?
You got laughs from him. You're going to get groans from me. Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh.
That counts.
It's a really good game. And Garden Warfare was a lot of fun.
That's so much fun.
We like Agent P.
I love Agent P. The dude's awesome. All right, last question, and we're going to wrap this up. And this is the hardest one. What's your favorite horror movie? All time. Favorite horror film.
Oh, shit.
This might be another 30 minutes.
That's true.
Does anybody have one off the top of their head they automatically know?
I don't.
Well, for me, the same as I think I talked about earlier, but Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives. Not because it was the first horror movie I watched, because the first one I watched, I was 5, and we watched Leprechaun Part 1. And as soon as it ends...
That goddamn leprechaun again!
As soon as it ends... They pop in, Jason Goes to Hell. So my first encounter with Jason Voorhees was Jason Goes to Hell. Not a great movie at all.
Great ending. Freddy's Love.
Good segue.
Good transition into a movie that would happen 10 years later.
Damn near 20 years later.
Yeah.
But I think the next actual horror movie I actually sat and watched, I was probably 9. And it was with my cousin, and he said, "You gotta check this out." And we sit down and we watch Friday the 13th Part 6, and I fell in love immediately. Like, you know, from the time he was resurrected, he puts that mask on for the first time. And it would be his second kill. He stabs a husband with the wrought iron, I guess you could call it, spear from the fence.
Yeah.
From the cemetery.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that like one of the higher rated Friday the 13th films, the six?
Well, it was just good because Jason came back.
Yeah.
They did with
this was
Jason.
Zombie Jason.
Yeah.
Right.
Super Jason.
They kind of did what they did with Halloween, where Halloween 3 had nothing to do with Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. And it was so poorly received. Although it was a good film, but it was so poorly received that they went right back to Michael Myers for the next one.
Yeah.
They did Shrek.
Did.
What? That's another Mike Myers joke. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's really liking
it. I'm
Mike
on
Myers
it tonight,
joke.
Buddy.
Man. I think earlier I said Friday the 13th Part 5 was the worst horror movie.
Yeah.
Second worst. Which? Halloween 3.
Fuck you.
For the simple
you
fact.
You go fuck yourself.
It was a good movie, but if they hadn't called it Halloween, if they had just called it Season of the Witch.
It was about masks that exploded. You remember the song that would play? Lindsay's giving me that evil eye right now. She remembers that song. I thought it was a decent movie. My favorite horror film of all time, I have to say, the one that influenced me the most, The Blair Witch Project. You take a shoestring budget and make an iconic film like that, that invented the... It wasn't the first.
Genre.
Yeah, but it didn't invent the genre because I think the...
It catapulted it.
What was the one that was out before that? I think it was called The Last Broadcast or something.
Oh,
it was about the Jersey Devil. It's an interesting movie, but it wasn't nearly as good. But yeah, Blair Witch... the worst horror film I've ever seen, and it's one that I almost walked out of the theater on. What was it called? Fear.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the cheap Ring ripoff?
Yeah. I was... Well, no. I take it back. That's not as bad as the fucking Unborn.
Ugh.
I want to go off on a little tangent here. David Goyer. Everybody loves David Goyer. He wrote the Dark Knight series. Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
He also wrote Blade Trinity, and he wrote The Unborn, which is one of the, probably the godforsaken worst horror films I've ever seen in my life. I hated it so much. I almost walked out of the theater. I was bored. It was annoying. She opens up her cabinet and the fucking kid is in the cabinet going, rah, when she opens it.
That
is cheap
was
as
meh.
Shit. Cheap, stupid scares. So The Unborn, worst horror film I've ever seen. It's no Manos Hands of Fate, but for the budget it had, the writer behind it, fucking Gary Oldman was in it. Awful. Jesse. I'm going to skip Lindsay because she has no knowledge of horror films. Lindsay, what's your favorite horror movie?
I don't know.
Okay, Jesse.
I mean, it'd have to be whatever, something I'd be willing to watch without you in the room.
Ginger Snaps?
I like the Ginger
Those
Snap series.
Those are great films.
The first one I willingly watched on my own was actually before I met you, which was the remake of House on Haunted Hill.
I like that one too.
Which it was okay. Yeah. Otherwise, like probably like The Craft, which
Chris
is Kattano, tame as hell.
Oh, I hated The Craft.
I was a girl. Of course I liked The Craft.
Fair girl, point. Girl power. Spice World. Jesse, what about you?
You know, fun fact, I actually thought that The Craft had the Spice Girls in it when I was little. Until I watched it. I was like, this isn't Spice Girls at all. Anyway, I don't know. It's really hard to pick a favorite.
That was a pretty scary movie, though.
Yeah. Spice World. Yeah.
Spice World. It's really hard to pick a favorite. You know, going back to The Ring, I actually really liked it. And I know you guys are probably going to give me shit about it. But
I like The Ring.
I love The Ring.
The first Ring was great.
I like The Ring a lot.
That's another one that was like same thing with The Grudge. I like more than Ju-on.
Yeah.
I liked Ring more than Ringu. I thought Ring was better.
I really like The Ring. I really like The Grudge. Like, for me, you know, a really good horror movie is one that actually does, like, suck me in and really scares me. And Ring did that in theaters as well. And I think I was in junior high at the time that one came out.
I was in college because we watched it when we got snowed in at a hotel coming back from an anime convention.
I think I saw that in theater with Bob, I think, actually.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I was in junior high when that one came out. Because I know, like, Fear.com came out a little after, and, like, God, that was awful. But no, for me, worst horror movie that I've ever seen, The Village.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate that movie.
I hate that fucking
Fuck
movie.
Fuck that
one,
movie.
I have a hard time watching any of his films anymore.
Signs.
Well, it's
because
there
Signs
hasn't,
was an amazing movie.
There
Signs.
Hasn't been a good M. Night Shyamalan movie since Signs.
Say his name for me one more time.
Shyamalama?
I heard Lama Ding Dong.
I heard he really redeemed himself with The Last Airbender.
Oh, you son of a fucking bitch.
And After Earth with The Smiths.
God damn it.
To be fair, we haven't watched that one.
We don't need to.
Don't do it.
We don't need
God,
to.
Don't.
All right, so we're going to wrap this up. I want to end with a story real quick. We're
Zombieland.
Talking about The Grudge. Well, Zombieland's, that's
oh,
a great,
Zombieland
you should have said
is
that.
Really good.
You love Zombieland.
Doesn't it fit under more of a comedy, because I do like Zombieland.
Well, you could do comedy horror and still be horror. Look at Evil Dead. Look at
Scream. There were zombies. There was danger.
Scream. And I think
Scream was originally a comedy.
Zombieland had the most gut-wrenching scene for me in any horror movie ever. The one that really punched me right in the stomach.
Fucking Bill Murray.
No. Bill Murray was amazing.
The whole puppy.
Yes. When the revelation comes that it wasn't his dog, but his kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That plot twist.
For a movie that's so funny. And to see Woody Harrelson crying at that part. Oh my God. Sucked the life right out of me.
Oh yeah.
That got me. No, I wanted to talk about The Grudge when I went to go see it. I went to go see it by myself. It was packed. And this theater, it was a great movie. The crowd was, it was one of those horror films that when the crowd watched it, when something scary would happen, they would scream and then start laughing because they were so scared. They're trying to cover it up. Well, before the movie started, about 5 minutes into the film, this group of people, I won't say what they were. I'll get a letter about that. They walk in.
It was pretty obvious.
And the first thing that the guy does, he looks around the packed theater, and goes, "Damn, this motherfucker's thick," out loud as we're watching the film. Yes, Jesse's giving me the eyes right now. He goes to sit down, him and his group, and he's talking through the whole thing. He's just loudly talking while we're trying to watch it. Finally, this old white woman behind him gets up and says, "Sir, could you please be quiet?" And he goes, "Suck my dick, bitch."
What the fuck?
I think he got escorted out. I don't remember.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I made a mistake of going to see a movie about a cross-dressing man. It was a comedy.
There's lots of those.
Well, is this Doubtfire?
No, this is along the same group.
That was a comedy?
Yeah.
But along with the same group he was just talking about.
Which movie was it? I'm curious.
Madea.
Oh.
And with that, I'd like to thank my guest. That's a horror movie right there.
For a different reason.
Tanner, thank you so much, sir, for coming back. Please come back more often.
He misses you.
I know.
It's not Tanner Thursday.
I get messages and phone calls from all kinds of people.
You mean me?
You, Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
I think it breaks Jordan's heart when I don't show up.
Oh, yeah. Jordan loves Tanner Thursdays. I think we have one booked for next week, too, don't we? I don't think we have a topic yet.
No, we don't have a topic yet.
Maybe we do.
Do we?
I'll have to go check the website.
You got time.
If you guys don't know, we have a broadcast schedule up on the website. You can see what we're going to be talking about, short of when we just record a random thing, like the Garland, Texas shooting.
I also like to add that we do have an email address set up that if you...
Check the email tonight. We're going to get our first email.
Really?
Yeah. Guy stopped me at Hastings, and I helped him with a cell phone, and he asked me... How much can he record on 152 megabytes? I mentioned that
this is really a necessary story.
Well, it's a quick story. I mentioned that we were going to do a show, and that it takes up so much space. He was so obsessed. As I explained to him what the show is, he kept asking me questions. He is going to email us ideas for the show, and he wants to be on the show.
Well, let's see.
We'll see what his email is like. Yeah, Tanner, we'll see you next week on Tanner Thursday. Jesse, thank you again for appearing. We'll see you on Sunday with the new Penner Nerd episode.
Indeed you will, and thanks for inviting me, my friend.
You have been on here more than Penner Nerd now.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You guys have more than triple the
I think you're officially the new co-host. You
Although we
that.
Can't listen to your last show until after we've seen Avengers, since you guys did Spoiler Heaven.
And that'll,
so,
and that'll
well,
be
a reaction
Sunday.
Show.
And that'll be Sunday. So Sunday we'll see that. Lindsay, thank you for appearing once again. I read your most recent article on Blogzilla about Fuller House, which you actually wrote 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to post till recently.
It's okay. You got it taken care of.
I got it taken care of. We will be back on Saturday with Double H, Hunter Hendricks, Zach Price again, and I think Louie's going to be there. We're going to talk about the best and worst entrance themes in wrestling. This is going to be a fun show, Tanner. You're going
to
love this one.
You're going to kill Zach.
I'm going to fucking kill Zach if he talks about Hulk Hogan.
You need to set up a ring and have Hunter do the announcing for this. Because the moment he says that the number one song that he hates the most from the WWE is Hulk Hogan. Ding, ding, ding.
So it is on.
This may be the last Podzilla we do before I go to jail. So if that is the case, gentle listener.
But then we can't do the Sailor Moon show.
You can do it. Not a jury in the world would convict you. You're fine.
You can do it with Jesse. Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Poor man's Shannon Young.
We will see you on Saturday with Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and have a good night.